This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics, this is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation facing a great problem that strikes every corner of the United States of America. It is the problem of street people, of homelessness, of people who are facing a much bigger problem than simply a lack of housing. They're facing a problem of a lack of mental health, sometimes basic mental competency, and of severe drug addiction and very common drug addiction. Yet the government persists in treating homelessness as basically just a housing issue. So what's the problem with that? We'll be talking to the founder, co-founder of Discovery Institute, Bruce Chapman, about that, a former member of the Reagan administration, about a conservative holistic approach to the problem of homelessness. That coming up a little bit later this hour on The Michael Medved Show. We will also get to the idea that the world of college debating and high school debating, which is a very competitive world. It's something that I will admit that I participated in. Not so much in college, but very avidly in high school. That is a world now where the judges for debate tournaments are saying they won't even listen to anything from an America First or MAGA approach, that they will judge people not on their persuasiveness, but on their political correctness. Is that an appropriate change to make? And it turns out that apparently one of the world's most powerful leaders is borrowing a concept from President Trump, building a gigantic wall and trying to get the neighboring country to pay for it. We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. But meanwhile, there is Ron DeSantis and his relaunch of his campaign in Iowa. He's been to Iowa several times, but not officially as a candidate. Now he's there as a candidate. He spoke at a church, and he said that basically he was coming to Washington to clear up the swamp. And this is in part a response to a series of Trump ads that depict Ron DeSantis as a swamp creature. Why? He didn't grow up in Washington. He doesn't have a Washington background. His father wasn't involved in politics. His father was a TV engineer who helped to install Nielsen machines and TV sets. It's a blue-collar background. And DeSantis actually got into Yale and actually got scholarships there. And then to Harvard Law School. So despite that, he took off after the Washington elites and wanted to contrast himself with the Washington elites. And of course, he treats Joe Biden, despite Biden also being from a middle class background, despite the fact that Biden's grandfather on his mother's side was a state senator, but in any event, DeSantis promises to send Biden back to his basement. Listen to Ron DeSantis in Iowa, clip four.
Hello, Iowa! It is great to be back, and it's great for me to report that our great American comeback starts by sending Joe Biden back to his basement in Delaware. I mean, he spends so much of his time as president on vacation, we might as well make it permanent.
Well, they're laughing at it. And then there's some words about Donald Trump that also drew some laughter from enthusiastic supporters that Governor DeSantis was able to attract. Listen, this is Ron DeSantis talking to reporters. Clip 11.
Changing your tone a little bit with former President Trump. I don't believe you mentioned him here by name tonight, but does this mean you're going to be a bit more aggressive with campaigning against him?
So look, I'm going to respond to attacks. I mean, if you say Cuomo did a better job with COVID than Florida did, first of all, that's not what he used to say. This is like new. Like 6 months ago, he would have never said that, right? He used to say how great Florida was. Hell, his whole family moved to Florida under my governorship. Are you kidding me? So some of this stuff, I think, is, look, if someone is saying that, I am gonna counterpunch. I'm gonna fight back on it. I'm gonna focus my fire on Biden, and I think he should do the same. He gives Biden a free pass. I'm focusing on Biden. That's my focus.
Okay, good, and obviously well received response. And then he also responded on this charge about book banning, the idea that he was a book banner, a book burner, somebody who wouldn't allow people to read what they wanted to read. Here is Governor DeSantis. This is clip one.
The media will say if there is a book that contains hardcore pornography in a fifth grade classroom, if a parent wants that removed, that's, quote, banning a book. And let me tell you, this is a hoax to talk about book bans. That's what they're doing. They're creating a hoax. Because you have to make decisions about curating which books are in a library or which books are in a classroom. And, of course, using your tax dollars, those decisions should be age-appropriate for the students involved. And so what I did, because they're talking about all this, we did a press conference, and we called it Exposing the Book Ban Hoax. And before I had the parents come up, before I even said anything, we played on a video screen the images and some of the text of what the parents objected to. The local news that were covering it had to cut their feed because they said it was too graphic. Well, if it's too graphic for the 6 o'clock news, how is it okay for a 10-year-old school child?
Okay, look, that's solid and effective. And by the way, listen to the enthusiastic audience. This is a guy who, despite the fact that he's been so roundly criticized for having a cold fish personality, who seemed to be getting a much better response in Iowa than he has in previous visits. He certainly got an enthusiastic response from Joy Reid on MSNBC. Here is what she had to say about a prospective DeSantis administration, clip 3.
If he's elected president, the federal government would ignore your material and economic needs and instead would micromanage every aspect of your life. And there is a model for what this little dictator in the making wants to do. Just look at China, Cuba, North Korea, Afghanistan, or Iran, where the government censors the media or force feeds a strict conservative religious ideology to children in schools, deploys morality police to make sure you're wearing what they want, learning what they want, doing what they want. That model also happens to have a name, and it's called totalitarianism.
Okay, she's comparing Florida to China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. Really? I mean, this is, again, a little bit of hysteria ahead of time, don't you think? And probably with that kind of attack from Joy Reid, it helps Ron DeSantis. So we'll play DeSantis on the debt deal because he is no fan. They're going to be voting later tonight. And more on the direction of the campaign and how to really solve homelessness. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, tonight the House of Representatives is going to be voting. I believe the vote is scheduled right now for 8:30 Eastern Time. And then they have just added to the schedule a press conference with Speaker McCarthy. Now, that's kind of an indication that he has the votes to pass the debt ceiling deal. Because I can't imagine that Kevin McCarthy, who has actually been extraordinarily competent
handling this whole thing, that he would schedule a press conference for himself if he thought there was any chance that there would either be an attempt to depose him as speaker, which there might be, or that if he believed that that could happen and that they could block approval of the debt ceiling deal. Because if they do block approval of the debt ceiling deal in the House, if it doesn't pass in the House, then we are headed toward default. And according to even very conservative economic experts, that would mean loss of 8 million jobs and the beginning of a new recession and a crash of both the stock and the bond markets. It would be very difficult. But Ron DeSantis has taken a risk, it seems to me, and identified himself as one of the most outspoken critics of this particular debt ceiling deal, the one that was negotiated so capably, it seems to me, by Kevin McCarthy. This is Ron DeSantis on the debt ceiling deal and why he is opposed. This is clip two.
We now see Washington has now cooked up their latest, quote, debt deal. And I can tell you this, our nation was careening towards bankruptcy before the debt deal, and it will still be careening towards bankruptcy after this debt deal. This is greenlighting $4 trillion in new debt in less than 2 years. It took us almost 200 years to get to $4 trillion in debt in the first place. It locks in inflated COVID-level era levels of spending, and it keeps 98% of the 87,000 new IRS agents that Joe Biden instituted. This is not going to solve our nation's fiscal problems. I can tell you, in Florida, we run budget surpluses. We have a $1.2 trillion GDP in Florida. We'd be the 13th largest economy in the world if we were a separate country, and yet with $1.2 trillion economy, our state debt is only $17 billion, second lowest per capita state debt anywhere in these United States. And so it can be done. You just have to be willing to make choices and stop passing the buck to subsequent generations to clean up your mess.
Okay, you're not passing the buck to subsequent generations when you take away this, what really has become an artifact left over from 1917 when that was initiated, the idea of a debt ceiling. Again, is Governor DeSantis right that we should have a Congress, both houses, both the Democratic Senate and the Republican House, that are voting for less expenditures, for less deficit spending? Yes, of course. But the truth is, the debt ceiling is for money that has already been authorized. That money has already been sent. The debt ceiling is about paying your credit card bill. It's not running it up. That bill has already been run up. Now you have to pay people the money that you owe them, including Social Security and Medicare recipients and our military and our veterans and you name it. And to throw the entire economy into chaos for the basis of a political stunt is not a good move. Gallup poll, released today, headline, U.S. mood remains glum, 18% satisfied with state of the nation. Dateline Washington, 18% of Americans are satisfied with the way things are going in the U.S., staying below 20% as it has since March of this year. Americans are slightly more satisfied than last summer when gas prices and inflation were soaring. Here's the amazing thing. Even among Democrats, and remember, Democrats control the Senate, and they certainly control the presidency right now. 33% of Democrats say they're satisfied with the way things are going.
That means, you can do the math, 67%, two-thirds of Democrats are dissatisfied. How many independents are satisfied with the way things are going? 18%. And among Republicans, it's 4%. I mean, this is a disastrous result for an administration that is competing for re-election. 17% of Americans evaluate economic conditions as either excellent or good. That's almost entirely Democrats. 36% say the economic conditions are only fair, and 47% describe them as poor. In other words, if you look at this, it's almost 3-1 Americans who describe our economic situation as poor as opposed to those who think that it is excellent or good. Only 20% say the economy is getting better. 76% think it is getting worse. Now, this goes along with another Gallup result. Amid debt crisis, ratings of Biden and Congress still low. In a Gallup poll conducted amid tense budget negotiations in Washington involving raising the federal government's debt ceiling, President Joe Biden's latest job approval rating of 39% is just 2 percentage points higher than his personal low recorded last month. Meanwhile, Americans' approval of the job Congress is doing has edged up 4 points since April, but remains lackluster. Their approval rating, it's 20%. That's half of what Biden has. That's pathetic. Meanwhile, partisans remain sharply divided in their assessment of Biden. 84% of Democrats approve of the job he's doing, 33% of independents, and 4% of Republicans. Again, he can't win with that, not with losing independents so badly. How do we win on homelessness? There's a provocative new position taken by Bruce Chapman, founder of Discovery Institute, who'll be joining us coming up on the Medved Show.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
The Michael Medved Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Two more Republicans are joining the already crowded field running for president. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will formally launch his campaign next Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, former Vice President Mike Pence will announce he's running. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging members of his own party to be on the right side of history and vote yes tonight on the bipartisan debt ceiling bill.
Everybody has a right to their own opinion, but on history, I'd want to be here with this bill today.
The bill would suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years, and it includes modest spending cuts and policy provisions. The demolition of an Iowa apartment building that partially collapsed on Sunday is now on hold. The demolition was set for today, but was put on hold because five people still remain unaccounted for. Two of the five who are unaccounted for are believed to still be inside the building. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the most painful, frustrating, and ubiquitous problems that the United States faces, and it's everywhere, and you can't avoid seeing it, you can't avoid feeling it, you can't avoid its impact on you, is a problem of homelessness, which, again, right now, just looking at it briefly, from San Diego to Seattle to Burien, Washington to New York City, there's homelessness in the news because we have done such a terrible, horrible job of dealing with this problem, which seems to get worse and worse and worse. One of the reasons it's getting worse and worse and worse, says Bruce Chapman. Bruce Chapman is a former member of the Reagan administration. He is somebody who has been an elected and appointed official at the local, state, and national level. And he is also the co-founder of the Discovery Institute here in Seattle, where he's also chairman of the board of directors. And he has a brand new piece that is a must-read. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. The headline, "To Fix Homelessness, Stop Fixating on Housing." Bruce, you're challenging the idea that homelessness is not about a lack of appropriate housing. What is it about?
We've had 10 years now since the Obama administration where we've been told that if we just would put a housing first program forward and spend billions of dollars on housing, that we would get over this homelessness problem by 2023. Well, it's 2023 and we're not over it, are we? So maybe it's because we're misdiagnosing it. It's not a housing problem. It's overwhelming, and I think most people know this. It's mental illness, untreated mental illness, and drug addiction, often in concert. They often work together. And until you, you know, go after those problems, you're not going to solve it. The other thing is, people look at this problem in their community, and they think it's a community problem. They see it in Seattle, for example, and they say, well, the city council and mayor are not doing their job. The county executive, there's a lot to that. The state certainly is not doing its job in Washington State. But these policies that give rise to the problem are often coming out of Washington, D.C. And I don't think the public understands the connection yet.
Okay, give an example of a Washington, D.C. policy that the Biden administration has been pursuing that actually makes the problem worse.
Well, the problem of housing first means that almost all the federal money goes into housing. And they give out vouchers, and they treat these vouchers, as, when they're handed out, as if, you know, these inputs are all actually solutions, and they're not. They don't actually help people become self-sufficient or stand on their own. And so they keep handing out money for housing, and they don't do anything about the underlying problems, which, as I said, are untreated mental illness, which is galloping in this country, and drug addiction, which is also galloping. And so what we need are a change in programs like our like the ones at HUD that put all the money into housing. We also need a change in Medicaid so that we start funding psychiatric beds in state hospitals in Seattle, well, the Western State Hospital or Eastern State Hospital in Washington State. We have stopped funding mental hospitals for 50 years. This was supposed to be a reform going back to the 60s. And in fact, we're now down to 5% as many hospital beds for psychiatric patients as we had in those days. We've had a much bigger population, and we certainly have a lot more problems. So where are the people? They're out on the street. And they're going to be more of them. We're heading toward more of them. It's the state of Washington happens to be third in the country, according to a story in the Wall Street Journal that came out the same day as my article did yesterday. And we're third in the country in the number of psychiatric patients who are in jail, who are people who are not competent. They've been arrested for crimes, but they're not competent to stand trial. So they wind up just staying there, and there are no psychiatric beds so they can be treated, and they're just being warehoused. Well, meanwhile, we're building facilities for them, but decommissioning facilities for regular psychiatric patients. So where are they going to go? They're going to be on the street. This is a humanitarian problem. It's a crime problem. You know that. You see it everywhere with the car prowls and the shoplifting and a lot of deaths. There have been a lot of deaths, a rising number of deaths. So I think we need to change the two policies, stop emphasizing housing in Washington, D.C., put more money into medical care for psychiatric patients and drug addiction, tie it to law enforcement so there are consequences that cause people to have the incentive to get into treatment. And then we also need to start refunding our state mental institutions.
Well, 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Speaking with Bruce Chapman of Discovery Institute. Bruce, isn't part of the solution require basically more a more decisive role in committing people to mental hospitals if they are a danger to themselves or to others? Because there are so
Absolutely.
Many, particularly with the fentanyl on the streets, who are dangerous and involved in very serious crimes other than drug use or distribution.
Well, this is largely a local and county a problem, and we've had it, as you know, in Seattle and King County, where we've had district attorneys, or actually county attorneys, who will not prosecute. And that's happened elsewhere around the country. New York's famous for it. L.A.'s famous for it. A lot of these Soros-backed DAs and judges are responsible for letting people just go after they've been arrested. They're put back on the street when they recommit. So what you do need to follow through. You need to arrest people. We have in many places, including Washington State, a version of the bills called Kendra's Law. The first one was called Kendra's Law in New York, that says if somebody is a danger to himself or others, he can be committed against his will. And almost always people don't want treatment. But if it's a choice between incarceration, which they deserve because of a crime, or treatment, they'll take the treatment most often. Then you can do something with them. And people who had their lives turned around are so grateful for it. They themselves say, I didn't want to do it. I only did it because I had to. But the result was my life has been saved.
That, when we get that come back, I want to talk about some of the financing for all of this, because the amount, I know in King County and particularly in the city of Seattle, but throughout the state of Washington, in fact, the amount of spending per homeless individual is extraordinarily high, including spending on people who refuse treatment and refuse accommodations that are offered to them if it would require that they give up substance abuse. We'll be talking about Bruce Chapman and his outstanding column to fix homelessness, stop fixating on housing. So what happens to encampments? And what about that encampment in Burien that they were going to turn into a park? Why has that stopped? We'll get to that and more coming up.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved show, it's worth noting that we have government failures at every level, local, state, very much, and national, involving the crisis in homelessness, which gets worse and worse and worse. Bruce Chapman of Discovery Institute writes in his very important new piece, "The general voting population, which obviously dislikes homelessness, has been unaware of the way that legislative theories and federal funding help generate and sustain the problem. One might expect more public demand for congressional action given the diseases, the overdose deaths, and the crimes against people living on the street, and untold costs to emergency rooms and jails where homeless people in crisis wind up. The shoplifting, the car prowls, and random violence perpetrated by some street people to finance their addictions. The damage homelessness causes to downtown areas and places such as San Francisco. And the huge market helping suck deadly fentanyl into America." With all of that, Bruce, I don't know if you've been following the latest story out of Burien, Washington. And in Burien, they held a special council meeting to address a growing homelessness crisis, specifically one lot, which is near City Hall. And the area had turned into a homeless camp that nobody quite knew what to do with. So the city of Burien thought it was moving toward a solution when it finalized a lease this year to have a nonprofit turn the property into a dog park. Presumably, with people using it regularly as a dog park, they could discourage homeless people from camping there. But earlier this month, the Burien City Council and city manager got a five-page letter from the King County Executive's Office, Dale Constantine. And in that letter, the county said it can't participate in any cleanup until alternative housing arrangements are made. Is that an appropriate intervention of the county on the local level to stop a dog park in Burien?
No, but it's typical that local officials will constantly bring up the absence of housing as an excuse for allowing these camps to proliferate. And actually, there's plenty of housing. There are plenty of opportunities for people. But often people don't want to take them, and they turn them down. And this is just a sort of a cycle, a vicious cycle, and it won't end. until, like I said, law enforcement has to tell people you can't come here. We do have places for you to go, and you can go there, but if you won't go there, you have to leave. And this is a law enforcement issue at the local level, but it also bespeaks the thing I was talking about earlier, which is this myth that the problem is housing. If it was housing, why would people turn down housing that was made available to them? It's not just housing. And I, as I said in my piece, I think if the public understood how these policies got entrenched, often, you know, with well-meaning purposes behind them, but they got entrenched and they won't let them go. There's something that my former colleague Chris Ruffo called the homeless industrial complex is involved also. There are people who have jobs. They make pretty good money in nonprofits and so forth. They get these big grants that come into local state government, and then they farm them out to nonprofits that are you know, purporting to represent the homeless, but what they really do is provide activists with handsome salaries, and they aren't really helping the poor people who are involved. So, again, the path of true compassion is to treat the underlying causes, which are mental illness and drugs.
Okay, so speaking of which, what about some places that you and I both know that seem to do a better job with this problem? Bellevue, Washington is one of the biggest cities in the state now. It's over 150,000 population. And you travel around Bellevue, and not only is there a tremendous amount of building going on, commercial building in particular, but nobody's has an encampment there. Nobody's sleeping on the street that you can see. The graffiti is not there. What do they do in cities like Bellevue to try to avoid the devastation that has struck, as you mentioned, San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, so many of the biggest cities in the country?
Well, for one thing, they don't tolerate homelessness, but they do offer people a place to go. And like I said, oftentimes people won't take it. They don't want the solution. They want to go on doing what they've been doing. And so if you say, well, you can't do that, then they leave. Now, the other thing I thought you were going to get at is, where are there communities that are actually helping these people? And there are places. There's a place outside of Austin, where, and these mostly are faith-based, where you get people in a church or some organization that's a nonprofit that is spiritually motivated. They go out and actually help people, and boy, does it turn lives around. They give, and they treat them with dignity. They don't treat them as sort of victims. They treat them as people who have agency in their own lives. And I think, frankly, the city of Tacoma and Pierce County is looking at a sizable program along those line. Steve O'Bannon, who used to be a state senator down there, works for Executive Dannemeyer, the county executive, and they're moving ahead. This is very promising. We need firm government at the local level, but we also need compassionate government that can deal with people where they are.
And look, I'm very glad to hear we've spoken to Jonathan Cho from Discovery, and the Discovery Institute is taking on this problem with the seriousness and the compassion that it deserves. People can find out more about what Discovery Institute is doing and check out Bruce Chapman's very powerful and important and informative column under the heading "To Fix Homelessness, Stop Fixating on Housing." It's useful because it has some history of this problem, not just a speculation about the future. And it is incredible to hear that the Obama administration had predicted that they would be able to end homelessness by 2023. And again, how much do we spend in King County on per homeless person in terms of public funds?
I have no idea, but I think it's very large sums. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that it was like close to $60,000. It's a great deal of yearly spending. And again, part of what that leads to is the nickname of Free-attle, which is one of the reasons that this has become such a popular demonstration for people who, in many cases, choose to live on the streets. Go to our website at michaelmedved.com and check out the latest on the very good work of Discovery Institute and on a whole range of public issues, and particularly public issues that strike our own region here in the Pacific Northwest. There's more on this. There's a a story out of San Diego about Father Joe's Village, which is a mission to create 2,000 affordable housing units for homeless people, and planning two big eight-story buildings. And the question is, does this work the same way that Field of Dreams does? If you build it, they will come. A lot of homeless people choose not to. And digging deeper into this situation, you'll find out about that. Coming up on the MedVed Show, we're honored to have the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, Dr. Richard Haass, talking about what makes a good citizen and how can we increase our quality of citizenship and defend America in an increasingly hostile and dangerous world. That and more for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.